I need y'all to sit down for this one. I'm gonna light some folks up, and some of y'all not gonna like it. I don't really give a fuck. We sat here. We sat here collectively. 4 billion people. And let this magazine still exist today. Their continued efforts to clown Michael, to try to shit on him, try to dog him out, have been relentless. And nobody is standing up for this man. I see a lot of blue ticks, a lot of different people talking about Michael, but this needs to be a topic of discussion that the entire world needs to get serious about. When I came on in 2019, I saw the lack of active movement in the fan base with black people. Active movement meaning that they were ostracized, they were stopped from talking, they were belittled, people were told to block them, to not listen to them. And you sit here and you talk about Michael as if he wasn't black or proud to be black. Y'all sit here and dog him out and call him a cosmic being and talk about how Michael loved everybody. And that's true. Black or white, y'all play black or white like it's your fucking anthem. But what about that fucking magazine cover that Rolling Stone put out in 1987? What about it? What the fuck about it? He was alive when they did that shit. And this black man has been fighting those people. And they still dogging him out 13 years after his death. 86. Now, 86. Somebody brought it up. One of Michael's fans the other day brought it up. 86 is a term that is commonly known for somebody being killed. Or, like, it's a term to say somebody lost their job. You know, he was 86th. Like, in a bad way. So, them putting 86, putting him on 86, that was a message. That's a subliminal message. And his white fans out here, some of y'all understand and some of y'all, you know, get it. And when I talk about racism, sometimes you guys will like some of my posts. But I need you to be consistent with it. If you want to come out here and support this black man, talk about him being black, please. In every post, in every situation, somebody should be saying something about Michael Jackson being black. This black man is treated like shit because, you know, it just needs to be a normal topic of conversation. Fuck your guilt. Fuck you feeling bad about what other white people do. You need to stand up for what is right. Then somebody put out a tweet about the company that actually owns Rolling Stone. This company owns other tabloids too. So we know that there is a bigger agenda to destroy Michael Jackson's legacy. And they keep doing it through what they think people aren't watching them doing. They have belittled and berated our biggest entertainer in the entire fucking world. And our meaning black people. if you feel like I'm discounting you as a person that is not black, that is your problem. I have nothing to do with that. But the fact remains that we cannot ignore that Michael Jackson was proud to be black. And the agenda of him, you know, of people saying that he wasn't proud, is still continuing on today. People still want to talk about Michael Jackson not being proud to be black. And that is a lie. That's why I ask myself, why is it that every time we get a project with Michael Jackson, his estate puts out a project with Michael Jackson, and that shit is not right? Why is it in 2019 we didn't get a documentary from his estate, but we get a clown-ass musical? We turn around and have all these projects, and we want to call them positive. John Branca's making videos now, which is good. But what's the real agenda here? What are we really focusing on here with Michael Jackson? Him not being treated right? Him not being treated right because he was a black person. Nobody's fighting for that. His people are still being treated like shit to this day. But y'all go and you sit up and dog me, because I called out the racism card and this fan base on particular people. Yep, Michael loved everybody. He even loved his own people. So why aren't his people embraced in this fan base? Why are we shut down when we talk about the racism in this fan base? And then we have to fight the racism with, you know, these fucking businesses and shit. The fucking tabloids. It's ridiculous. And I feel sad that people are not fighting for Michael in the right ways. Look at that fucking cover. Look at that fucking picture that I put for this episode. Look at that shit. And look at what happened just recently. They put him as 86 on the 200 greatest singers of all time. Rolling Stone magazine. I never supported that fucking magazine. Never fucking supported it. And I always wondered why people did. But when you're dealing with white supremacy, this is what you fucking get. From 87 to 2023. This is what we fucking get. So, your hatred and your anger and your disdain for me, you can fucking shove that shit up your ass, because I don't give a flying fuck. I'm going to call out racism and this fucking fan base. I'm going to keep talking about y'all because I was right. Look at you. Fucking look at you with your pants down. What the fuck you got to say now? From a picture to a fucking list. Y'all looking stupid. And those of you listening to this that sat up there and dogged me and talked about me and sat up there and said, you know, y'all need to stop following her and all this kind of stuff. My point has been proven time and time again. But now with this Rolling Stone shit, y'all can't wiggle out of it. You're probably saying, what do we have to do with Rolling Stone? You have a lot to do with it. Because you sit up here, people who are not black, and you have conversations about Michael, dissecting why he was the way he was, and you turn him into this fucking character, just like Rolling Stone did. What if they put Elvis Presley on the fucking magazine cover like that? And Elton John. All your fucking beloved musicians. What if they put Steve McCartney on the cover like that? What's it? Paul McCartney. Why did I come up with Steve? I'm thinking about Steve Harvey. I gotta do an episode on that nigga. Paul McCartney. What if they put Paul McCartney on the cover like that? No, all the Beatles. What if they put all the Beatles on it? I want somebody to do that shit. I wish I could draw cartoons. I would do that shit. Every white artist today, I would draw as a wrinkled up old white person dipping white bread in fucking water. That's what I would do. And then y'all would have the nerve to say that's racist. I can't be racist. Racism is something that has kept black people from progressing financially in any kind of way. We have not stopped white people from doing shit. So you can't say I'm fucking racist. You can't say that. Nice try. But the fact that people got mad at me because I talked about Michael being black and I called certain people out in this fucking fan base that are fake as hell. Wow. When I made that video in July, I should have been invited on to MJCast immediately. Immediately, I should have been invited on. But I wasn't. Because y'all had your own agendas. You had your own things, your own talking points. So in October of 2019, I started my own podcast. And I said, this is not going to be about me trying to outdo MJCast. This is not about me competing with them. This is not about me trying to put a black podcast out there to combat them because of the shit that they do and how they roll. This is not for any of that. This is simply to help defend this black man that I am so proud to be a fan of. Because nobody else was doing it and has never done it like I've done it. Nobody. Not a fucking fan has stood the test of time and did and is still doing what the fuck I am doing the way that I am doing it. That's why I know I'm called to do this shit. Because I even shock myself sometimes out of some of the stuff that comes out of my mouth. I don't even know where the fuck it comes from. I know there's a God. I know Jesus lives. Because I'm a good woman and I'm not going to stand by and do nothing. I'm going to rock with my black man. Rolling Stone can go to hell. And all you other racist motherfuckers out here, you can go to hell too. Michael Jackson fans, you stand up and be counted. Black and non-white, white. You stand up and be counted. Michael Jackson was a proud black man. Talk about it. Talk about it. Fuck your feelings. Talk about him being black. Thank you for listening. And thank you for my ride or dies. Take care.